If God gives wisdom generously to those who ask, why is it that I never seem to get it? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. That's the question we're tackling today. James chapter 1 verse 5 says this, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously to all without reproach, and it'll be given. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Even though God has an open hand when it comes to giving wisdom to his children, there is a roadblock that we can set up, which keeps God from granting us his wisdom. And that roadblock is labeled by James in two different ways, doubt and double-mindedness. Both of these words describe a person who has divided loyalties. A doubting person is not necessarily one who doesn't have high enough thoughts about God. If that were the case, none of our prayers would ever be answered. But rather, a doubting person is one who goes back and forth or is unstable or unsettled in whom or what they will trust in. So if you ask God for wisdom and how to navigate a tough situation or trial in your life, but you also go to the palm reader, then you shouldn't be expecting God's wisdom to manifest itself in your life. But it goes even deeper. If you ask God for wisdom, who promises to give it abundantly and with no limits, but are also feeding off the wisdom of Oprah or the latest pyramid scheme products that promise to bring you peace and tranquility, then you have no real reason to expect God's wisdom to show up. The word double-mindedness brings with it the same idea, but shows us how deep the division actually goes. It speaks of a divided heart. It means to believe one way right now when it's advantageous, and then believe another way later on when it seems beneficial for you. And all of this is in contrast to the single-mindedness of God and the goal of verse 4 for the believer, which is to be perfect and whole and complete in every area of our life. The world will tell you to take a little bit of this advice and mix it with a little of that worldview and then sprinkle in a little bit of Jesus and you are good to go. But James says that's not how it works. That's the definition of instability. And so rather, we are to be single-minded on the Lord. Trust Him alone, love Him with a whole heart, and then watch Him answer abundantly. As you pray today, please remember Paige Farrell, our missionary in Nicaragua. Also, remember the Cebuano LifeWord broadcast in the Philippines.